We know our diet and what we eat can have a big impact on our physical health, but it can also have an effect on our mental health too. Ali Essig specializes in plant-based nutrition. She's joining me to share details on how we can better feed our brains. Ali, you are all in when it comes to this topic, I understand.
Oh yeah. A huge part of that is because my husband actually had a stroke when he was just 37 years old that affected his vision for months. So I became obsessed with how what we eat affects our brain function, and I'm a nutritionist for that reason.
Well, there are a lot of genetics that affect our brain health when it comes to, I'm thinking specifically of memory function or dementia or Alzheimer's. Is there research that backs up the theory that food can also help with our brain health?
Oh yeah, you know, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, those who have the APOE4 gene are at an increased risk, and that's about 10 to 15% of the population. Now, those individuals have an increased sensitivity to saturated fat. So when they eat high saturated fat rich diets, they're going to, you know, have higher LDL cholesterol levels compared to maybe someone else. So diet really is important.
Let's jump into your list. We know fiber is good for our bodies and for our gut. You say it's good for our brain too.
Oh yeah, of course, there's the gut-brain connection, which we know. But we also know that our digestive system has millions of good and bad gut bacteria. And the good bacteria love fiber. And what's really cool is when we feed it fiber, it will produce what's called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is like fertilizer for your brain cells, which helps everything communicate better and can improve your memory.
Okay, you also say micronutrients help in brain health. What are micronutrients?
Well, we hear a lot about macronutrients, which is protein, fat, you know, carbs, but micronutrients are things like antioxidants. Now, your brain can be sensitive to things like oxidation because your arteries are really small and more sensitive. And so when they are oxidized, it can produce twists and tangles, which lead to Alzheimer's disease. But antioxidants are like the superheroes that fight off that oxidation.
Okay.
And that's found in fruits and vegetables.
So if fruits and vegetables, always the best source and should be the first source. But as I'm thinking of those micronutrients you described, the vitamin C, the vitamin K, is a supplement a good idea? Or when is a supplement a good idea?
You know, supplements have their place, and sometimes you can't get out in the sun, so things like vitamin D supplements may be beneficial. But in general, it really is best if you can eat the whole food form because food works synergistically. Mm. For example, you know, take an orange, and yes, it's rich in vitamin C, and you can get that from a supplement. But what you can't get from a supplement are those polyphenols and those antioxidants and the fiber, which is going to slow down the absorption rate and make everything more accessible and bioavailable in your body.
And we can't talk about brain health. I almost went British on you there. We can't talk about brain health without talking about sugar. Tell me your thoughts on sugar and the mental state of our brain.
You know, our brain consumes about 20 to 25% of the energy that we eat. So when we eat food, about 20 to 25% of that is going to go straight to your brain. So it's really sensitive to sugar surges or those big blood sugar spikes. Mm-hmm. So when we can consume foods that are rich in fiber, it actually can help prevent those blood sugar spikes. Mm. So added sugar and the sugar found in fruit, for example, they're totally different sugars because of that fiber, and it won't have that negative effect in your brain.
But you still have a glucose spike.
Right, it is, but it's not as large and it's blunted, so you don't have that surge. And it's those big surges that produce the oxidation in those arteries in your brain.
Okay, all right. You've set a really good table for us, no pun intended. Let's go through a specific grocery list now. These are foods that you would like women or recommend women add to our grocery list to fuel our brains. Just give me a quick line on each, if you will. Ali, turmeric.
Turmeric is so good for you because it is rich in curcumin, which gives it that vibrant yellow color. And it's full of antioxidants, it's anti-inflammatory, and can help generate new neurons in the brain. But make sure you pair turmeric with pepper, black pepper, so it increases its absorption rate.
Oh, good. The combination there is our friend. Berries. Are all berries created equally?
You know, berries are amazing. They help your brain, the neurons in the brain communicate with each other. But there are some studies that suggest that blueberries are particularly potent because of the anthocyanins in them, which have these neurotropic effects, which can help improve your memory and cognitive function.
Tomatoes, major list. Does salsa count? That has sugar. It's okay.
That's okay, right? Just a little bit about, especially because tomatoes are full of antioxidants and they really are good at helping your blood flow to your heart and to your brain.
We talked about citrus fruits and we hear a lot about leafy greens. You're adding soy food to the list as well.
Yeah, soy got a really bad rap for a long time, and which is a shame because soy is rich in these soy isoflavones, which can help prevent cognitive decline. So it's a really great food for your brain.
What do walnuts do?
Walnuts will help your arteries relax. They're also rich in a powerful antioxidant, vitamin E, which is really helpful, and they're just really good for your gut as well.
And finally, potassium.
Potassium-rich foods are found in things like potatoes and tomatoes, avocados, as well as the banana, which we've heard about before. Potassium is really neat, though, because it helps your blood pressure, helps reduce your blood pressure by pulling excess sodium from your blood vessels into your urine. Mm. So, yeah, keep eating okay. More potassium-rich foods.
Pick up those bananas. This is all so helpful, Ali. Thank you so much. Where can we find more details and more advice from you?
Yeah, so I am very active on YouTube where I show a lot of recipes, as well as Instagram where I teach the why behind eating more plants. So my Instagram and YouTube handle is PlantWise, PlantWhys.
I really enjoy following you and appreciate the information you put out there. Thanks for chiming into our show today.
Thank you so much.